This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And despite the greatness of this nation, and despite the pride and the satisfaction that the overwhelming majority of Americans feel about this country generally, there's a huge majority that agrees right now that we're headed in the wrong direction. And one of the reasons there is no leadership that can actually move us toward a clear majority of Republicans or Democrats. We had a Democratic rule in the United States from the time of Franklin Roosevelt's election in 1932, right through the administrations of Lyndon Johnson, and then President Reagan established a Republican majority that was durable. Right now, nobody knows, and nobody seems to be enthusiastic about the two major candidates for president. There is a hugely important new book that's gotten tremendous praise even before its formal release. It's released later this week. It's called Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The Soul of the Party in the Age of Extremes. And it's written by someone I'm proud to say has been a guest on this show before. Rui Teixeira is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and he is the politics editor of the Liberal Patriot Newsletter and a contributing columnist at the Washington Post. The new book, Where Have All the Democrats Gone?, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. You say this, Rui, despite the fact that we have elections coming up in states like Mississippi and in Kentucky tomorrow, and in both of those states, the gubernatorial candidates who are Democrats are, according to the polling at least, poised to do very well in states that are heavily Republican. So does that go against the thesis of your book that the Democrats are falling apart and leaving the party in significant numbers?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think one can point to the New York Times polls that just came out this week in all the swing states, the key swing states for 2024, which show five of the six states. This is against Donald Trump, who is a man who, love him or hate him, a lot of people do hate him. He has a very unfavorable public image in many ways, and yet here he is nosing ahead of Biden in all these key states. So our book is not an attempt to argue Democrats are going to lose or certainly to win every election. It's an attempt to understand, in a sense, how we went from the Democrats seeming to have an unfolding advantage in the first decade of the 21st century, cresting in Obama's victory in 2008, to where we are today, where I think both Democrats and neither Democrats nor Republicans have a obvious advantage over the other. We're really in a sort of unhappy, unstable, contentious equilibrium between the parties, where one knows is ahead of the other, depending on whether and to what extent they can make voters vote on what they hate about the other party, rather than what they love about their party. So I think that's
right. What you say in the book is that, you make the point that both parties have lost touch with and lost any kind of deep emotional connection with the American working class. That happened to both parties almost simultaneously, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think to some extent, I think that right now, actually, if you just count noses, as it were, Republicans get more working class or non-college votes than the Democrats do. And in fact, in many areas, these the figures are complete inversions of one another. So, for example, the Democrats will be ahead by 15 points among college-educated voters and behind by 15 points among working-class voters. So that's kind of interesting, and certainly our book is mostly about how the Democrats have lost touch with the working class over time. First, with the white working class, and then recently and very importantly with the non-white working class, especially Hispanics, but also Blacks and Asians. And the book is divided up into two sections. One is about the great divide that's opened up regionally and by class in the United States in terms of economic outcomes, how communities fare, and the feeling a lot of these voters had that Democrats were kind of complicit in these changes in terms of the trade deals they endorsed, in terms of the attitude to the financial industry, a variety of things that made a lot of these workers feel as their communities were getting, you know, economies were getting hollowed out, the Democrats didn't have their back. And then famously, and now you talk about this a lot, Michael, if you look at the Democrats' cultural commitments in the 21st century, they've gone from being sort of garden variety, anti-discrimination, tolerance, fairness to people to, you know, a sort of bizarre variety of almost things that almost kind of came out of the campus and took over the country in terms of race essentialism, gender ideology, you know, the sort of quasi-open borders in the United States, and, a really lax attitude toward crime that at times seems to be more concerned with the criminals than with the people who are victims of crime. So Democrats have really bought into a whole cluster of positions that used to be just associated with people on campus or with the very most left-wing advocacy groups, and increasingly have become identified as a party with those positions. And no surprise, these are not positions that endear them to the working class. And it's not just the white working class, it's non-white working class people as well.
You make the point in the book that there is a sense that has been increasing steadily, and certainly it was a big factor in electing Trump in the first place in 2016, where people who are working class people who don't have college degrees feel that they're being looked down upon, that they are a basket of deplorables, that they are people who Obama said cling to their gods and their guns. And there is that very real problem in the Democratic Party, and at the very highest level, as I was mentioning, Barack Obama, of basically thinking that people in small towns without fancy educations just are ignorant and dumb.
Yeah, I think that Hillary's comment about the deplorables is my nomination for the worst gaffe of the 21st century. So of course, the gap is that a politician says what they really think. That's clearly the case. I mean, I think that Trump honed in on that in 2016, the extent to which Democrats, Democratic politicians, Democratic activists seem to look down upon people who do not share their point of view, especially in a lot of these cultural issues, and who, in fact, are, in some ways, kind of deplorable. And you saw that in the analysis that took hold in Democratic-leaning circles after 2016. There is no way to explain why anyone would vote for Trump other than racism and xenophobia. And that attitude has, still is there, still extant in the party, and still determines a lot of how Democrats think about people who would consider voting for Trump, people in small town, ex-urban and rural America. They just don't get it, right? I mean, it's not like, and they're not even trying to understand. They want to kind of assign them to that basket of deplorables so they don't have to think about them anymore, right? But, the nature of political arithmetic in this country is you do have to think about them. You do have to understand them. And in fact, it's really appalling that the historic party of the working class would look at these vast swathes of working class people in this country who don't seem to like them anymore and think, well, the only reason they don't like us is because they're reactionary people who are going to get crushed under the wheel of history. I think that's a tragedy.
Well, it's also comes to issues of religion and how, and what you write about in the book. The book is called Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The idea that right now, religion, as much or maybe more than race, is an indicator of the way you're going to vote and orient yourself. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Speaking with Rui Teixeira, we have a little bit more coming up. His new book, Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The Soul of the Party in the Age of Extremes. More coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
Michael Medved Show. A great honor to speak to Rui Teixeira, who is the co-author of Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The Soul of the Party in the Age of Extremes. And it's a book basically about how the Democratic Party lost what once was a coalition that created overwhelming majorities, which simply don't exist for Democrats. Frankly, they don't exist for either party anymore right at the moment. Rui, you've written in the past, you wrote a very, and I remember reading the book at the time and wanting to argue with it. You wrote a book in 2002 called The Emerging Democratic Majority that you wrote with John Judas as you wrote this book. And basically that was talking about the demographic changes in the country, where we were going to be no longer a country that was people of European origin, so-called white people who dominated every election. Now, the demographic changes have come true, but that hasn't delivered the Democratic majority that you predicted. Why not?
Okay, we discussed this in the very first part of the book. It is true that when we wrote The Emerging Democratic Majority, we were looking at, you know, I think broadly speaking, structural and demographic changes that we thought were shifting the country in a direction that was more consistent with the Democrats than with the Republicans, and that if they took advantage of that astutely, they could do very well. And we didn't look just at the rise of the non-white population. We talked about the role of professionals and the increasing influence of professionals. Now that realigned for the Democrats. We talked about the changing nature of the vote among women. We looked at the changing nature of the vote in the most, you know, sort of dynamic, what we called ideopolises, parts of the country that were really benefiting from the way the post-industrial economy was evolving and where the Democrats were doing very well indeed. So, but we had this particular stipulation that we also added to the relevant part of that book, which said, yes, this is a potential the Democrats have, but it isn't automatic, and it depends on them, very importantly on them, retaining a very strong minority share of the white working class vote, both because they're just very big in general and because they're particularly big in states that the Democrats will need to carry in the future, and that if they continue losing a lot of ground among these voters, sort of all bets are off. The political arithmetic wouldn't work. Now, as our thesis eventually got Doubtlerized and made it into the mainstream, especially after Obama's election, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, non-whites are growing as a share of voters. We're on the side of history. All we've got to do is put, you know, sort of press our pedal to the accelerator, be as progressive as we want to be, and the world will, you know, and politics will follow for us. And they sort of forgot about that part about how you have to reach the white working class and how you have to prevent leakage and decline in your coalition in areas of the country that weren't, in fact, advancing very far. So that's what we talk about in the first part of the book, is a great divide by class and by region, right? By the small town, rural, and exurban America, you start losing enough votes in those areas, it cancels out what you're gaining in some of the big dynamic metros. And we just felt like people completely forgot about the contingent nature of what we argued, particularly with the white working class. And they basically just fixated on a sort of alleged automaticity of the process, because it made them feel good, because it made them not have to think about the way they had to actually speak to the world of real American, actual Americans out there in all different parts of the country. It was a comforting story, but it was a wrong story. And our new book is an attempt to examine how and why that happened and how the Democrats, under the influence of their increasingly influential college-educated liberal contingent, what we call the shadow party, which is this penumbra of activist groups, foundations, academics, nonprofits, and so on, that actually have a lot of influence on the Democratic Party today and how it presents itself, even though they're not formally part of the party. So all of those groups that influenced the party and the party itself moving to the left in a way that was not cognizant of the ways in which what they were doing and how they were presenting themselves was alienating them from, you know, the mass of sort of working class people in the country, particularly in areas of the country that in a sense have been left behind or certainly weren't doing as well as some of the big dynamic post-industrial metros. So we try to put all that together in this book to try to explain, you know, how you go from 2002 when everything looked like it was going the Democrats' way and culminates in Obama's election to where we are today, where, again, we have this stalemate between the parties where Democrats can't believe they can't crush a Republican Party that's essentially led by Donald Trump. They just can't believe it. They don't understand it.
Wouldn't part of that attempt to compete with Donald Trump involve going to one group of voters that the Democrats really, really have ignored, which is deeply religious voters? They're 28% of people who voted, according to the exit polls in 2020, identified themselves as evangelical or born-again Christians. And over 70% of that vote went to President Trump. Isn't that a vote that Democrats also need to at least compete with?
Yes, I'd agree with that. I don't think it's plausible that Democrats can carry that group, but I do think that they have to be attentive to the massive margins against them that Republicans are able to generate at this point, partly because, well, even mainly because, a lot of these voters feel Democrats' worldview and the things they hold dear in their priorities are completely antithetical to where they're coming from, so they won't even give Democrats a listen. Now, I think if Democrats moved to the center on a lot of these cultural issues and didn't appear to be obsessed with boutique cultural issues that came out of the campuses, they'd be able to do a better job appealing to these voters and maybe knock 5 or 10 points off of their disadvantage with these voters, and that's important.
That can make the difference between victory and defeat. Let me ask you, with the time left to us, two quick questions. Number one, is there a Democrat not named Joe Biden who you think could take the lessons from your book and then make them into a Democratic victory? And then second, I want to ask you about your own plans. I mean, you clearly don't appear to be an ardent fan of President Trump. Would you plan to vote for, assuming it was a choice between Biden, Harris, and Trump and Tim Scott, something like that?
Okay. To your very first question, I'd say I think there are several possibilities. I do like what Josh Shapiro has done in Pennsylvania and the way he's presented himself and the things he's chosen to emphasize. I think that's good. In terms of my particular vote in 2024, assuming it's Biden, Trump, I would have to go with Biden because I dislike Trump so much and I think he's kind of dangerous in many ways. But it would not be because I, you know, have this tremendous love for Biden and his administration, but I think he's the best bet.
Yeah, I think it's tough to find people with tremendous love for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as a team. Roy Teixeira, it is terrific to talk about Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The Soul of the Party in the Age of Extremes. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. More about the new polling and some of its surprising results coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Alina Haba, the lawyer for former President Trump, is expressing disapproval of the judge overseeing his civil fraud trial in New York.
Everyone has a right in this country to get up and put a defense. I don't care who you are.
This comes after the judge, who was elected as a Democrat, admonished Trump's lawyers, stating they were not there to listen to Trump's opinions and accused him of evading direct answers on the witness stand. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Week 9 of the NFL concludes tonight with the New York Jets playing host to the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Jets coming into the game with a record of 4 wins and 3 losses. That's compared to the L.A. Chargers having a record of 3 wins and 4 losses. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Michael Medved Show, there is a front page story in the New York Times, which surprised me, because generally the New York Times has been unsympathetic to Donald Trump. I think that's safe to say. It has not given former President Trump great coverage, and I suspect that when we're all reading about his testimony today at the trial in New York City, that there'll be more of the same. However, there's this huge piece that runs into the inside of the paper from the front page that basically, I think every Trump supporter that I know, and I know literally thousands of them, would say, way to go, New York Times. The headline is, voters in 5 battlegrounds favor Trump over Biden. Doubts about president's age and policies persist, New Times Siena poll finds. And this is actually the most serious poll about the upcoming election that we've had so far. Why? Because it recognizes that elections are not decided by the popular vote. They're decided by the Electoral College. They're decided by the electoral votes. So this looks at the 6 battleground states. Biden won the election because he carried all 6 of them last time. And right now, he's losing, and losing badly, in 5 out of 6. So what's the story? The story is by Shane Goldmacher. He says that President Biden is trailing Donald J. Trump in five of the six most important battleground states 1 year before the 2024 election, suffering from enormous doubts about his age and deep dissatisfaction over his handling of the economy and a host of other issues. New polls by the New York Times and Siena College have found. The results show Mr. Biden losing to Mr. Trump, his likeliest Republican rival, by margins of 3 to 10 percentage points among registered voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Mr. Biden is ahead only in one state, that's Wisconsin, by 2 percentage points, the poll found. And this is of the six crucial swing states that used to be called the Blue Wall because those states delivered such reliable victories to Barack Obama twice, to Bill Clinton twice, and to Joe Biden just this last time. But not this time, they're arguing. Across the six battlegrounds, all of which Mr. Biden carried in 2020, the president trails by an average of 48 to 44%. Discontent pulsates throughout the Times Siena poll, with a majority of voters saying Mr. Biden's policies have personally hurt them. The survey also reveals the extent to which the multiracial and multigenerational coalition that elected Mr. Biden is fraying. It's not fraying, it's falling apart. Demographic groups that banged Mr. Biden by landslide margins in 2020 are now far more closely contested as two-thirds of the electorate sees the country moving in the wrong direction. And then they point out that the voters under 30 now favor Mr. Biden by only a single percentage point. His lead among Hispanic voters is down to single digits. And his advantage in urban areas is half of Mr. Trump's edge in rural regions. And while women still favored Mr. Biden, men preferred Mr. Trump by twice as large a margin, reversing the gender advantage that had fueled so many Democratic gains in recent years. That's an indication, by the way, of why the Democrats aren't going to be able to exploit the abortion issue in the way that they assume that they will. There's a big vote on abortion in Ohio tomorrow, and that's on a referendum on whether to change the state constitution to actually include a guarantee of access to abortion in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. That's on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow. Black voters, they write in the New York Times, long a bulwark for Democrats and for Mr. Biden, are now registering 22 percentage points support in these states for Mr. Trump, a level unseen in presidential politics for a Republican in modern times. The last Republican to get that kind of vote in the black community was Richard Nixon the first time he ran, when he ran against Kennedy. Nixon had the support of Jackie Robinson and others. In any event, add it all together, and Mr. Trump leads by 10 percentage points in Nevada, 6 in Georgia, 5 in Arizona, 5 in Michigan, and 4 in Pennsylvania. Mr. Biden held a 2-point edge in Wisconsin. Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump are both deeply and similarly unpopular, according to the poll, but voters also overwhelmingly said the nation was on the wrong track and are taking out their frustrations on the president. And this continues, and when you hear about how people feel about issues, it really becomes questionable how Biden could turn this around. Although the polling is worrisome for the president, Mr. Biden still has a year to campaign, which his team emphasized on Sunday. They noted that polls have historically failed to predict the results of elections when taken a year ahead of time. However, Still, the survey shows how Mr. Biden begins the next year at a deficit, even though Mr. Trump has been indicted and faces trial in 2024. If the results in the poll were the same next November, Mr. Trump would be poised to win more than 300 Electoral College votes, far more than the 270 he would need to take the White House. Another ominous sign for Democrats is that voters across all income levels felt that Mr. Biden's policies had hurt them personally, while they credited Mr. Trump's policies for helping them. The results were mirror opposites. Voters gave Mr. Trump a 17-point advantage for having helped them, and Mr. Biden an 18-point disadvantage for having hurt them. Concerns about the president's advancing age, here we go, and you knew this, and his mental acuity, 62% also said Mr. Biden does not have the mental sharpness to be effective, are just the start of a sweeping set of Biden weaknesses in the survey results. Voters under 30, a group that strongly voted for Mr. Biden in 2020, said they trusted Mr. Trump more on the economy by an extraordinary 28 percentage point margin after years of inflation and now high interest rates that have made mortgages far less affordable. Less than 1% of poll respondents under 30 rated the current economy as excellent. Less than 1%? That's amazing. Including zero poll respondents in this age group in three states, Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Now, again, what all of this goes together with is the increasing difficulty that anyone would have in ignoring voices like David Axelrod, who was Obama's political guru, who says he appreciates Trump and his service, he appreciates Biden and his service as president, but he believes Biden could serve the country and the party by withdrawing as a candidate. Is there any real chance of that? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Michael Medved Show, talking about this very major and impactful poll from Siena College and the New York Times. It's a poll of the six crucial swing states, the states that Biden won all of them. He needed to in order to win this election. Actually, he could have won by carrying three of the six. But if in fact President Trump carries five of the six, and in five of them he is well ahead, in Nevada, for instance, Trump is ahead now by 10 points. And he lost Nevada last time. He lost Arizona last time. Trump's ahead by 5 points. And all of this has a very real impact also on the Republican chances of winning back the Senate and holding the House of Representatives, and more. And it's reached the point that a very loyal Democrat, like David Axelrod, there's a piece on the Hill, and it points out that former President Obama's senior advisor, David Axelrod, yesterday suggested that President Biden drop out of the 2024 presidential race in the wake of a new poll showing the incumbent badly trailing former President Trump. Arguing that Biden is justly proud of his accomplishments, Axelrod said Biden's poll numbers will send tremors of doubt through the Democratic Party. Not bedwetting, but legitimate concern, Axelrod wrote. I think that if they read this poll carefully and they read how most Americans think that Biden's policies have hurt them, that's not legitimate concern. That's bedwetting. This is tough. Axelrod wrote in a separate post, Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue, tell us what you really think, whose brazen disdain for the rules, laws, and institutions of democracy should be disqualifying. But the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. Only Joe Biden can make this decision, he continued. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. Biden's reelection campaign has faced growing concerns from voters within his own party over his age and policy actions on various issues, notably the economy and immigration. The poll found that 71% of registered voters said they agree to some degree that Biden is just too old to be an effective president, while only 39% said the same thing about Trump. That's despite the fact there's only three years in age difference between Trump and Biden. If elected in 2024, Biden would be 86 at the end of his second term. Trump would be 83. Axelrod called Biden's age his biggest liability and something he cannot change. Well, obviously he can't change it. Among the unpredictables, there's one thing that is sure. The age arrow only points in one direction, Axelrod wrote on X. Meanwhile, alternative GOP candidates do better than Trump, particularly Nikki Haley, who wins all of these swing states if she were the candidate against Joe Biden. But she is obviously looking forward to the debate, which is Wednesday night. And with all of her gains in momentum and contributions, the idea is she could emerge out of that debate as perhaps the clearest challenger to President Trump for the nomination. There was a summit meeting, a GOP summit being held at Florida, and Chris Christie, who also is qualified for the debate, he'll be there and be part of the debate on Wednesday night. He got booed by expressing his opposition to President Trump. Clearly, the people who were gathered in Florida were very strong Trump supporters. But Christie handled the booing and jeering like this. This is clip 19.
Yeah. Well, now it feels like home. Thank you all very much. Let me first thank the chairman and everyone here. Yep. Look. What a shock. You're for Trump. I'm going to fall over dead. Now look. Every one of those boos, every one of those catcalls, every one of those yells will not keep it. Yes, sure. Will not solve one problem we face in this country. Will not solve. And will not make this country better. Your anger against the truth is reprehensible.
Okay, I don't think he persuaded them. But the guy speaks well and obviously has a sense of humor. If you saw the video, he's sort of chuckling to himself, even as he's calling the audience reprehensible. Trump gets a much better response in his recent speeches. For instance, this is clip 18, Jeremy. He talked about, just a little bit inaccurately, he talked about the scope of his victory in 2016 and in 2020, where he believes he won the election, too. This is clip 18.
We won, in the last time, 50 states. Think of it. 50 states. We won every state. We then did great in the election. We got 12 million more votes or so. 12 million more votes than we got the first time.
Okay. What is he talking about? Can we play that again? Because this is extraordinary.
We won in the last time 50 states. Think of it. 50 states. We won every state. We then did great in the election. We got 12 million more votes or so. 12 million more votes than we got the first time.
Okay, 12 million more votes than they got the first time, that's true, but they got the same percentage they got the first time, which was less than Hillary the first time he ran, and 7.5 million votes behind Biden the second time he ran. And by the way, neither election did he win all 50 states, or even close. And one of the challenges, of course, is that generally Republicans do win more states, because of a number of the states like North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana that are small states in terms of population, but where Republicans are very strong. Coming up, we're going to be speaking about the predictions coming up for next year. There's a piece by Juan Williams of Fox News who says no prediction about next year's race is too weird to come true. So what are those predictions that could actually come true? And do any of them involve the name Dean Phillips? He is the Minnesota congressman who has already entered the Democratic primary to challenge Joe Biden, hammering on Biden's age as the reason that his polls aren't better. We'll also talk a little bit about the whole question of free speech, and is it a matter of free speech to allow people to very openly and aggressively support terrorism? Yes, Hamas and the kind of anti-Semitic terror that is their trademark, to do that on major college campuses. They're a group of three current college students who have written to say, no, this is not about free speech. This is about cutting off what amount to hate crimes. And we'll also be speaking and playing you some of the highlights of the anti-Israel rally that took place in Washington, D.C., where a very celebrated Seattle rapper, very talented musician, and he really is, Macklemore. He appeared at that rally along with hundreds of thousands of others and talked about his own view of Israel's war for survival. And there is a news bulletin about a very important and popular Republican governor who is not supporting Donald Trump, is endorsing one of the other candidates. Which one? We'll tell you who's getting the backing of the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, this just months before the Iowa primary, Iowa caucuses in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedvid.com.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.